Man, he's one of the best in the business. You know, it seems like he's getting better as he ages. You know, I remember a few years ago playing against him in Miami, and, you know, I disrespected him a little bit. You know, I didn't do my film study, and I got out there, and he did some things that, you know, really put me in a tough spot. So, you know, I've been going back, you know, from my Denver days and my Miami days, just watching him and seeing how he played me, watching a lot of film, because I have a lot of respect for this guy, and no longer will I, you know, overlook him. I probably could have got 100 tickets right now. I'm up to like 40 and counting. Yeah, man, that's home. My whole family is there. We're the only ones to move down south, so I'm excited to get back there and play in a city where, you know, I grew up cherishing the Steelers. I'm always going to be catching. That's not even a question. You know, I'm not here to, you know, I'm here to be a wide receiver. And like I said, I'm trying to be a complete receiver, blocking, running routes to get other guys open. But I'm never going to go into a game plan that, you know, catching the ball. You know, there may be games where you may get 10 or 11. There may be games where you get 3 or 4. You know, but there's never a game plan where it's like, well, this game is just for you to block. Well, I mean, that's any offense. You know, any great offense is spread the ball around. You know, so, and it makes it that much easier. You know, you got guys making plays. You know, I've been in, you know, several offenses in the past where, you know, I've been carrying a big load, and, you know, so easy for teams to double cover me and triple cover me at times. But now, you know, with Martellus making plays like he's making, and Forte really carrying us right now, it's hard. You know, you really got to just, you know, just play straight up. Listen, I've been in offenses when we were in Denver. We were the number 2 offense that year. I had 100 catches. Eddie Royal had 91. Brandon Stokley had 45. Tony Scheffler had 40-something. And we had Peyton Hillis back there running the ball and really being our number 1 receiver in third down. So, you know, that's what I'm used to, you know. So it's finally happening, you know, again. So I'm excited to have Martellus, Matt Forte. And, you know, I couldn't ask for a better start. You know, 200-yard games, scored in both games. And also, you know, I look at efficiency. You know, I look at my target. So I think last week I was targeted 8 times and I caught 8 of them. You know, so it means nothing when you're getting targeted 20, 30 times a game and you're only coming down with 7 of them. You know, it's about being efficient. And I think that's where we're really getting better at. I mean, you guys been around Jay for a few years now, but I don't know if you guys ever got a chance to sit down with him one-on-one or, you know, to really see who he really is, but he's one of the smartest guys I've ever been around. You know, there's bookworms out there, but this guy, you know, knows a little bit about everything, you know, and he's a sharp guy. I mean, he's brilliant. He's brilliant, you know, and I think that's what makes him good. And now he's teamed up with Coach Trestman and bringing Martellus, and you got Bushrod, and you got those young guys on the right coming along. Garza also getting us in the right place. Man, I'm happy for Jay. I'm happy. He deserves it. He deserves it.
So who's smarter, Trestman or Cutler?
Oh, man. Oh, man, I don't know. They asked me that at the end of the season.